This is Twit.
There we go. Got my motor running. It's time for our car guy. We want to welcome our brand new car guy, Sam Abulsamid. I've known Sam for, what, a decade or more, I think, Sam?
Close to that, yeah. I think we first met in 2010.
He's been
you were in Detroit visiting Ford.
Oh, that's right.
Maker Faire.
Yeah, that's right. Sam has worked for many of the big automakers. He right now is a researcher at Navigant Research. He also hosts the Wheel Bearings podcast. And he said, hey, you know, you ought to do more on autonomous vehicles, electric vehicles, car audio. I said, you're right. That's all high tech. Sam, you're in Vegas, though, right now, right?
I am in what has, strangely enough, become one of the biggest auto shows in the world. Even though they don't actually introduce many new actual vehicles here, it's mostly about automotive technology. CES is starting up tomorrow with – actually, kind of kicks off tonight with NVIDIA's press conference, but really gets into it tomorrow.
Yeah, the North Hall is just loaded with car tech and accessories and stuff like that.
And the parking lots across the street from the convention center are where a whole bunch of companies are doing demos of their automated driving technologies and various other things.
Nice. Nice. So you just got there. So there's really – and of course, the show itself, the show floor doesn't open until Tuesday, so there's nothing much to report. Although, is there something you're looking forward to seeing there that will change our lives?
Nothing that's going to change our lives like in the next 6 weeks or 6 months or probably even the next couple of years.
That's called CES. Nothing comes out till the end of the year.
You know, eventually some of this stuff might actually make it into production and might be available to buy. But I just want to, you know, kind of touch a little bit on my first visit to CES was actually in 2008. I came out here and that was actually when I had my very first drive or very first ride in an autonomous vehicle.
2008,
GM brought out the Chevy Tahoe that won the DARPA Urban Challenge.
Yeah.
And they were doing demo rides in the parking lot out here, the gold lot out in front of the convention center. And after my ride, I walked into the convention center and walked around the North Hall. And I was just totally overwhelmed because this place was full. It was packed with all the audio companies selling speakers and amplifiers. And it was all car audio equipment. And you know, today when you go in there, it's completely different. You know, it's companies like Aptiv and Delphi and Ford and Audi, you know, companies that are building automated vehicles and building mapping systems and telematics technology. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that they were showing here 11 years ago when I first came here is that market has really started to shrink because
– Really?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, you look at new cars today. You get into any car built in the last few years, and it used to be that they all had a head unit, an audio head unit that was in the dashboard that was a standard size. And it was usually what they call if the skinnier ones were called a DIN standard. And then they had the double DIN, which was the same thing but twice the height. And you could pop those out and you could pop in. You could go to Best Buy or Circuit City in those days, you know, or any number of other stores and buy replacement head units and put in a better stereo. And, you know, it would bolt right in. You just wire it up.
It used to be a big business. There used to be a bunch of car stereo, car audio companies up and down our main street here in town. They're all gone.
Yeah, because when you look at a new car, I mean, look at your Tesla. You can't replace the audio system.
Nothing I can do with that. That's the way it is.
You know, most cars today, they have a built-in touchscreen or a built-in screen in the dash, and there is no unit that you can replace. You might be able to, you know, if you went to a really high-end audio place, get them to put in maybe better amplifiers or better speakers, but that's about it. Wow. So a lot of that kind of stuff that I saw 11 years ago isn't here anymore because – but
no more head ends.
Yeah, but it is important to remember that the average age of cars on the road in the U.S. today is almost 12 years.
Right.
Which means there's still – hundreds of million, you know, there's still probably, you know, upwards of 100 million cars on the road that do have, that can have audio systems replaced.
Well, and I think a lot of people are looking to replace their head unit with Android Auto or Apple's CarPlay, right? Because they want that feature in there. Although, man, I hear nothing but problems with people who have both.
I drive a lot of different cars as part of my job, and my wife's car has it's a Honda that has Android Auto and and
does she like
CarPlay
it?
Yeah, she uses it all the time. She uses Android Auto.
Okay.
And I use it in all the cars that I drive.
It made sense because the you're going to get your phone updated far more frequently than you're going to get your car updated.
Yeah, you know, it has – they both have limitations. You know, I mean, the upside of it is, you know, you can use your navigation if you like Apple Maps or Google Maps.
Or Waze.
You can use that. Yeah, yeah. You can stream your audio really easily from your device.
Right.
And, you know, it's so you can listen to your Spotify or your Pandora or Google Play Music or Apple Music. So that stuff works great, and listen to your podcast. And it's really easy to use, you know. But if you have an older car, you know, if it's one that doesn't have, you know, one of these really built-in systems that you where you can change the head unit, there are options, you know, to get that. So there are a bunch of aftermarket options from various companies like Pioneer and Alpine and Kenwood and Sony. Sony actually makes a pretty decent one that they introduced. You know, when these aftermarket ones first came out a couple of years ago, they were pretty expensive. The first Pioneers started at about $700 and went to $1,200, $1,300. And frankly, they didn't have very good screens on them compared to the ones that were built into your car. But now they have much better screens. Sony's got a unit that's I think about $350 or $400, and it has a really nice screen in it. So, you know, if you want to add that capability to your car, you can do that fairly easily. You know, instead of buying a whole new car, which is a pretty expensive proposition.
Yeah. Speaking of playing your audio from your phone, you were listening to Ryan when he called a few minutes ago. And you had the same issue with your Chromecast audio. You said there are a couple of programs that will do this besides Google's Home app.
Yeah, most of the Chromecast-enabled apps that are out there don't actually they can't play local content.
Yeah,
they stream from a server. So if you're using Google Play Music, it'll stream from Google Play's servers. But there are a couple of apps that'll work for local content. One is called LocalCast.
LocalCast,
which is one that I use. There's a free version that has ads in it, and you can also get a paid version for about $3 or $4, I think, and gets rid of the ads.
And it'll play as high quality 96. Kilohertz audio from his phone.
I believe so. I can't guarantee it'll do the high quality stuff, but I'm pretty sure it will. But it will definitely play content directly from your phone, and it'll also play from, you know, if you have a server in your home, you know, you can play it from there. So if you've just got a shared drive on one of your computers or a Plex server, it'll work from that. And then, of course, there's also Plex, but that does require you to set up a Plex server on one of your
computers. So you wouldn't be playing from your phone. You'd be playing from your computer that had the Plex server
right,
on
but,
it.
Right, but it is coming locally on your local network.
Yeah.
So it's not coming from somebody else's server. It's coming from yours.
Ryan, I hope you're still listening. We'll put it in the show notes at techguylabs.com. So going forward, Sam's going to join us every week. You want to talk about... I'm hoping you'll talk about autonomous vehicles, although I know that's a ways out. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
There's lots to talk about there. I mean, you know, Waymo a few weeks ago in Arizona started they launched Waymo One, which is technically their first commercial service. Here in Las Vegas, a year ago at CES, Aptiv and Lyft started a pilot program, and they've as of December, they'd given over 25,000 paid rides in their automated vehicles.
I think part of this is just to get people used to the idea, right? I also just read that DoorDash is going to start doing self-driving vehicle food delivery in San Francisco using GM's Cruise platform.
Yep. Yeah, GM Cruise.
That scares DoorDash the heck out of me. Have you ever driven in San Francisco? I don't know if that's such a good idea. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about electric vehicles. We'll talk about car stereo, car music. I am so excited, Sam, that you're going to be joining us. Sam Abul-Semid. We'll put his Twitter link in our show notes at techguylabs.com. And I'll talk to you again next week. Sam, enjoy CES.
Thank you, Leo.
Have a great time.